This is Walt from Tell 'Em Steve Dave.
Hi, I'm Chris Hardwick.
Brian Quinn from Practical Jokers.
I'm Jim Gaffigan.
I'm Get 'Em Steve Dave.
Hey, it's Mike Cutlets from The Walking Dead.
I'm Chad Lindberg.
Hi, this is Mike Zapsik.
This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Men.
Brian Johnson of Tell 'Em Steve Dave and Comic Book Men.
It's Misinformation Podcast, baby!
This information podcast contains themes and subject matter that may be inappropriate for some audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
I told you times before, you're bothering me. And I've told you times again, stop talking to me. But you're relentless and I still can't believe you tried to ruin my rep. Got to step in and spend.
Contact Misinformation Podcast by emailing misinformationpodcast@gmail.com or find us on the Twitters at @MisinfoPodcast.
Hostile you. Yeah, you can spoil my tea. Please don't ruin my night now. You. Hostile you. Get out.
Welcome to Misinformation Podcast, episode 274. With you, as always, I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
Yo.
Hello.
My ears are weird.
Why?
I don't know.
What do you mean?
I just can't do anything right. You hear that? Oh, yeah, there it is. I can't do anything right anymore.
I don't understand.
Technology hates me. I'm dead in my right ear right now.
Oh, okay.
That? Can you hear it? Right
here? I'm good. Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, hey, there's a little sound. Hey, there it is. Yeah, so I've been fighting technology all day.
Fantastic.
Just stupid little shit.
Like Rise of the Machines or like?
I wish, because then at least I'd be able to kill or shoot or maim or blow something up.
It would at least kill you and your fight would be over.
Exactly. Fuck. Yeah. You know, all these years that we've been asking for donations, I should have been asking people for tech donations. Like, just give me your old, like, your old RAM, your old...
RAM.
I'm looking for some DDR2 desktop RAM now.
I thought it was laptop RAM you wanted.
It was. But I'm looking for DDR2 desktop RAM 8 gig sticks.
Right.
So if you happen to have any, I'll take a pair. You can just be your little donation. Because odds are, if it's RAM you're trying to get rid of, it's RAM you don't need anymore, and it's old RAM. So like, if you're scrapping an old like hot shit computer that you just don't use anymore, I would love to have that RAM. Hopefully in the next 2 weeks.
Wow.
I just want to get it. I want to get it done. Otherwise, sure. I'll have to buy some, and it's going to be expensive. That old RAM's fucking expensive, man.
Yeah, fuck RAM.
So last week we launched Misinfo Video.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, to basically disinterest.
Yes. Yeah. Mixed interest.
Yeah, and it hasn't been a full week yet. We dropped the show on Friday, and the first video dropped either the same day or the next day. It had to have been
something
the same
like that.
Day.
Yeah,
it had
yeah,
to have
yeah.
been the same day. Less than 10-minute video, which is kind of how I'd like to do it. You know, I'd like to continue to keep it short. You know, we had talked about doing an entire hour, which is just not feasible right now at all.
You're like a fucking week to render.
Right, exactly. And people, the feedback so far has been like, hey, I already heard this, and which makes sense. I get that. So I want to do some unique content.
Exactly.
So that's going to be more work. Because the whole idea was that we would just cut out stuff that we already had.
Well, and so, you know, people are like, I would listen to it. I would watch it if I hadn't heard it already,
right.
Or I would watch a whole show of it.
Yeah.
So it got me thinking it would be good to use as promotional material, too, for people who necessarily aren't familiar with the show.
Right, to kind of trick them in.
Yes. Look how fancy we are. Just kidding.
We don't do that. Not so much. Sometimes we do. Sometimes we don't. It's all right. Here we go.
We blew our budget on this 6 minutes. Now here's shit for 54 more.
You know, and honestly, the video editing isn't that difficult.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of making sure you have content that people want. And if they've already heard it, going back and watching it.
I mean, it could really be fun, man. Some of the gross stuff we talk about, the potential for things that we could put up on the screen.
People could have seen Blue Waffle.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking of. Oh,
so good. Oh. I don't know that we could get away with that on YouTube.
You know.
Is there a video service similar to YouTube where you can upload things? And I'm not talking about like RedTube.
I was going
to
say, yes, RedTube.
but is there a service that you can have your own page and the content is not policed, like it's not censored.
I have no idea.
Because I know you can't, like I couldn't, you know, we couldn't be doing this show and all of a sudden whip our dicks out.
True. Well, we could. It just wouldn't stay.
It wouldn't stay on YouTube. But, if you think about it, there aren't dicks. It's not like we're whipping somebody else's dick out.
And we're not forcing anyone to look at our dicks.
No, not at all. And that, okay, this is where I've always been very confused about how this all works. Okay, so you can upload, like amateur porn.
Yeah.
To RedTube and to XNXX and stuff like that, and nobody comes looking for you, right? But the minute you upload, like, you balling your girlfriend onto YouTube, you can be arrested for obscenity. I don't understand. I don't understand what the difference is. Is it because people know what they're getting when they go to YouPorn or whatever, so they're searching it out?
Well, it's just, it's allowed there.
Right, but I'm talking about law, legally.
Yeah.
Like what, how do you differentiate between where you can, like, where people can watch you fuck?
Well, dude.
I don't get it.
Yeah, I guess if you want to invite people over to your house to let them watch you fuck, no harm.
Right.
If you invite those same people over to the house and you're fucking in the street in front of your house.
Or if you invite those same people over for fondue and they walk in and you're fucking.
Yes.
Like, it's such a weird.
Yes.
You're on the internet. You're on the internet. And let's use YouPorn as the perfect example.
Yes.
You're on the internet. You go to a site called YouPorn, and you might see your neighbors fucking. You go to YouTube, and you can get in trouble for seeing your neighbors fucking.
Yeah.
There's, like, four-letter difference. So my question is there, like, an adult site that isn't about
it
pornography? Like,
yeah, but where you can just...
Like, if I wanted to show a picture of a diseased vagina in the background or a zit popping... Well, I guess you can watch a zit popping on YouTube, but like a guy getting his arm hacked off, which you can probably see on YouTube. So that, again, therein lies the double standard, too.
You can, like, watch the gory shit, just not...
Yeah, you can watch beheadings on YouTube, but you can't watch...
Getting YouTube. Yes.
Getting
headings on YouTube.
it's such a weird thing.
Really, yeah, it is. Who knows?
So, like, yeah, if we were having a conversation.
Literally, who knows? Can someone tell us?
Right, yes, I would like to know. And because this is on the internet, we're going to get a ton of know-it-alls.
So yeah,
like,
of course.
It's because of this. Like, no,
you know what they're going to say? You know who knows? Google.
Yeah. I'm real sick of hearing that.
I know. God damn it.
You know, I was in there's that group of podcasters that Podbean created.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy comes in. I don't know if I talked about this before. This guy comes in and he's like, I thought this was podcasting smarter, not bunch of people that don't know anything about podcasting expecting other people to do the work for them. I guess I'll be leaving this group. And everybody was like, bye.
Yeah. Sorry. Not sorry.
Nobody's going to miss you. Why is there always one guy?
Because there has to be.
There's always one guy on the internet that does shit like that. Like, I'm way smarter than all you guys, so I've joined this group, and now I'm going to leave this group to show you how much smarter I am than you. Like, well,
you needed to realize he was better.
I needed to realize he was going to kill himself, because that would be better. That's really the only way that the world's better off involving him. Like, that's the only way he can contribute positively. When you're that much of a sack of shit, just fucking do it already.
Right.
You know, because obviously he's unhappy with life. Because why would you have to go into a group that's basically – it's one of the few positive places I've run into on the internet. Now it's slowly starting to – you know, nothing – there's all these rules about the internet. I would like to posit rule number 700, that nothing can stay positive on the internet indefinitely. So we're slowly starting to get people that are like, well, I'd like to talk about banning people if they do this. And it's like, why can't you just leave it alone? Why can't you just ignore them?
Yeah.
You know, or – you know, you always get that know-it-all guy who's like, well, if you do it this way, it would always work. It's like, no, asshole, it won't always work. It won't always work. It works sometimes.
And nothing always works.
Exactly. Only Sith deal in absolutes.
Yeah.
All right? So it's not always going to work. It's not always not going to work. And just because it worked for you doesn't mean that's the only way to do it. Like, don't be a douchebag. You can lend your expertise to people without trying to come off like your way is the only way to do something.
No, that's how it is, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a great quote today that said that Donald Trump is what would happen if an internet comment section became human and ran for president.
Yeah.
And I 120% agree.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I saw, like, there's been so much of that kind of stuff going on. And I saw one of the funnier things I saw the other day was like a kid I think George Takei posted it. It was a picture of a kid's homework, mm-hmm. and like there was an essay question, and he answered it as Donald Trump would. So basically, he didn't answer the question. He was like, "Of course, I know the capital of Canada. Everyone knows the capital of Canada. The capital of Canada is a very, very huge." Like he just kept talking in circles, and he goes, "And that's why we're going to make the capital of Canada the greatest capital in the world." Like just all this dumb shit. like points, kid. Points.
Two points with that. One, love George Takei.
Yeah.
Two, hate everything he posts. Because he cannot link anything that isn't to one of those fucking sites where you have to click 100 times.
Yeah, he does that
a
lot.
And every time I click on something that he has linked, it locks up my computer.
I wonder if it gives him points if he gets like, yeah, if he helps thread through the clickbait.
I wonder if he has some kind of a deal with some of these sites that he's getting kickbacks on it. Yeah, because why would he be linking to this? Because a lot of the stuff, you literally can't navigate the story because there's so many pop-ups. Sure. And I hate these sites that now have lots of video ads all running at once.
Mm-hmm.
So how do they think that you're going to benefit from that?
Yeah.
Because it just locks everything up. Mm-hmm. If you don't have a fucking $3,000 gaming PC, you can't watch what's going on their site. It's fucking stupid. So that's point one. Point two, are we finally at the point where Trump's bubble has burst?
I don't know, man.
Do you think that maybe I'm starting to get the feeling that the Republicans are getting angry enough that he's making them look stupid enough that it might the corner might be turning now.
Yeah.
Because it's fucking ridiculous. Between the Nazi salutes at his rallies.
Yep.
Him agreeing to pay people's bond if they're violent.
Their legal fees for getting violent. And
the entire city of Chicago coming together to ensure he can't have a rally.
Well, and then wasn't there another one the next day? Was it Dayton? Was it Dayton, Ohio, where he went and something happened there too?
Yeah, I just caught a little bit of it today. There was violence at his rally or something. Yep. And it's just
one of the funny things I saw was like, Donald Trump vows to take on ISIS, afraid to go to Chicago. Like,
well, I had this theory, and I know it's not a unique theory,
right?
That because he used to be such good friends with the Clintons, uh-huh.
that maybe he's just a
he's doing this to make sure she can win,
yeah,
because she'll beat him.
Oh
yeah, there's no fucking way. Then the Republicans should be terrified.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't know if I've been clear enough. I posted something the other day, but I don't know that I've been clear enough that I hate all of them. I think it's disgusting that we live in the most developed nation in the world, and we have a two-party political system.
Yeah.
So we basically only have two choices, and everything in our government is set up to freeze out any third-party candidates, and it's ridiculous because this is what you end up with if you only have two choices.
Yeah.
It's bad or badder.
Yeah.
What? Or actually, it's bad and equally bad. I won't even say that. Saying bad and badder implies that one of them is a lesser of the evils. Hmm. We have all bad choices. None of the choices are good choices. I could not make a strong argument for any of the main two-party candidates.
Yeah.
Even if I was there like, hey, here's $1,000. Even if it's not what you believe, convince someone else that they should vote for this person. I'd be like, am I talking to a logical person?
I don't want
to. Am I talking to someone who has the smarts? Because if I'm talking to someone who has the smarts, there's really no way to talk them into it. If I'm talking to someone who only votes on passion and political party, I can totally sell them any one of the candidates.
That's a lot of people nowadays, though. Yeah. Like, they don't
terrifying. That's also why
you brand loyalty, if you will.
Yep. And that's why you also continually have to see on the internet, don't forget to vote today.
Yeah.
Because the vast majority of people who are voting are fucking idiots, and they have to be reminded when the presidential election is.
Yeah.
And I've said it every time, and I'll say it again this time. If you have to be reminded when to vote, I don't want you to vote.
Yeah.
Like, oh, was that today? No. Stop, please. Please, you don't get to decide my future. Please. Who are you voting for? I just want to cancel it out. it's not even important to me that the guy I want to win wins. I just don't want the guy who you want to win.
Yeah.
Horrible. So I would think that we're finally at – we got to be at the point where his shtick has beginning to run its course.
Yeah. Well, and I hope so, man, because, like, he – not just – like, well, Trump, back to him. Like, not just he himself, but, like, the things that his, like, real rabid supporters are doing right now send such a bad fucking message to the rest of the world about what we think is acceptable for our country. Like
– well, let's – for the sake of argument, let's say he not only wins the nomination, he wins.
Yeah.
Right? In 1 year, he will have completely invalidated our political process. Because a batshit insane megalomaniac who has no qualifications and no ability to effectively run this country will be the president of the most powerful nation in the world.
Yeah.
That's insane. He can push a button and wipe Russia off the map.
Yeah. I think people forget, man, that Hitler started out in politics.
Nobody's forgetting because it's...
No, I think a lot of people don't know that.
Really?
Like, I think they just think that he was some fucking Nazi warlord. Like, not that he was a politician first.
But that's also political.
No, I know, yeah. But, like, he started out the same way. He was kind of very, like, he was winning people over...
With shenanigans.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, no, there are some parallels here.
And there are. And, you know, right now everybody's like, oh, that's a weak person to compare someone to Hitler. Well, but comparisons are comparisons for a reason.
Yeah, if they line up, they fucking line up.
Like, he's doing all the same stuff. Yeah. I mean, he's getting up there, he's yelling nothing loudly.
Yeah.
I mean, really. Hitler was yelling a lot of stuff. And, hey... I'll be the first to say some of his ideas were okay.
Yeah.
He's great organizing people.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. He put a lot of people to work.
I mean, he was, yeah, I know. He was very concentrated in his efforts.
Yeah, he really was. Yeah. Laser focused, that guy. Yeah. He was, holy shit.
Oh, man.
It just doesn't fucking make any sense to me.
No.
I don't understand. I don't. Really don't. How can people not see?
I don't know.
And I'm not saying this to argue for, because you should vote Democrat. I'm just saying he's the easiest target. Like, he's the easiest one to point out.
He stands out the most, like, for so many reasons.
I mean, there's lots of things that everyone should see about Hillary, too.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's cute how people are still keeping Bernie Sanders in the argument.
Yeah.
I think that's adorable.
I do. Hey. One funny thing I saw, too, was, you know, Hillary talking about how she didn't know where Bernie Sanders was.
He's
back
standing right behind her.
And he was literally right fucking behind her in that. Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know where he was back in 93 when I was fighting for health care. Standing on stage with you.
Yeah. Hey, where was Trump? Also probably there.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were at his wedding. Remember? Politics suck, man. Mm-hmm. Like, and I saw a quote that, you know, it used to be about the candidates getting up and talking about how this is the greatest nation in the world and we can, you know, we cannot be stopped. And now it's just not. That's not what they talk about. It's how terrible it is here and how they're going to make it all better. And from a common sense point of view, look, no one person is going to make anything better. And secondly, it's far less important who the president is and more important who the Senate and the House are. Because he or she can't get anything done if they stop him.
Yeah.
Or her.
Well, the conversation has definitely changed. Like, you don't hear politicians anymore saying, you know, ask not what your country can do for you.
Yeah.
Now, because nowadays it is, here's what your country's going to give you. Like, here's all these things that we're going to do. Yeah,
here's what we're going to do. Or here's what we're going to stop doing.
Yeah.
And that's the problem, is that it's now, we are a very what about me society. Mm-hmm. Just across the board. Like, it's either what are you going to give me or what are you going to stop taking from me?
Yeah.
You know, it depends which side of the fence you're on, but that's...
What are you going to stop taking from me and start taking from them to give to me?
Yeah.
It's really kind of what it...
Well, I would definitely say there's far more emphasis on the gimme, 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 you know, than there is. Because you've even got fucking rich kids showing up at Bernie Sanders rallies, which just fucking blows my mind. Because I'm like, dude, you realize...
I didn't get to read the whole thing, but there was a post yesterday, I think, on Facebook. I don't know who it came from, but it was a couple of younger guys went to a Trump rally. They're super not Trump supporters, but just kind of wanted to go. They thought it was going to be a laugh.
Right.
And they left feeling sick because it wasn't about what he was saying. It was about the things they were hearing the crowd around them say as he was saying stuff. Like when he would talk about people who were protesting at his rallies and people in the crowd were saying like, and once you're president, maybe you'll get rid of them. Like, get rid of them. What does that mean? Like, how do you...
I think it means exactly what you think it means.
But like, and that's the thing. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
Those are the thoughts that they're having. Is that you disagree with me? You shouldn't be here on this plane of existence because you don't agree with me.
Right.
Politically.
Yeah. You don't agree with my thoughts that are wrong.
So you need to be erased.
Right.
Deleted.
Right.
Motherfuck.
Your equally wrong thoughts are worse than my equally wrong thoughts. So therefore.
Yeah.
You should be dead.
Oh, man. It was just. Oh.
Well, and you know, just some of the shit that he is pushing for, like, fuck, like, registration of all non-Christians. Like, first of all, is this really
the fucking Mutant Registration Act? Where are we going here?
I mean, is this really a Christian nation? I mean, yeah, I guess it sort of is, but come on. I mean, okay, so not all non-Christians. All right, great. Who's going to run our banks?
Yep.
You know?
who's Hollywood, all of our entertainment.
Like,
Jesus.
It's not going to work.
Yeah.
It's dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. You're dumb. And the one that's running against you is dumb because lies open face to everybody. I mean, I believe he really thinks he can do this stuff. I don't know that he's lying. He's just really dumb and loud.
Yeah.
And a hate monger.
Oh, yeah.
And probably we'll have all of our military wearing different uniforms.
Yeah.
And maybe walking funny. Possibly.
Fuck.
Yeah, I don't. It's fuck, man. It's terrifying.
It really is.
It's absolutely terrifying. We still got 7 more months of this bullshit.
Oh, it's exhausting.
It really
is. Thinking about. And like the calls haven't really started yet. The door to door stuff hasn't really gotten going.
Well,
I had a
Bernie supporter come to my door.
Recently?
Last month.
Well, before the caucus, probably. Yeah, but yeah. Now it'll dry up until, you know.
Yeah.
Shortly before the actual election.
Yeah.
So it's quiet right now, and I'm already sick of it.
Yeah.
It's funny that, as I said, it's quiet right now.
Apparently someone is building an addition onto our house.
Yeah, it's cool.
A lot of fucking tater tots.
It's probably a watchtower. You got to look out for those people. Got to get rid of them.
Fuck. Oh, dude, there's one thing I don't tolerate, and I know I've talked about it before. Don't come to my fucking door.
Yeah.
This is my home. This is where I'm supposed to be left the fuck alone.
Yep.
And I'm rude. I'm openly rude. I don't even play around anymore. I'll just open the door and be like, get off my porch and don't come back.
Yep.
Well, you didn't. No,
I don't care.
I don't care. This is my house. If I'm at Walmart and you want to try to sell me your wares, that's fine because I'm in public. I take that on as a responsibility and a possibility that I'll be bothered. When I'm at home, I should not be bothered.
Yeah.
Get the fuck off my lawn. Ron Swanson. Yeah. Ron Swanson for president.
Yes.
Dude, libertarian's where it's at. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah.
Leave my shit alone. Leave me alone. Do your job that the government's supposed to do. Stay the fuck off my lawn. That's exactly what it's supposed to be like.
Oh, yeah.
Just leave me the fuck alone.
Yep.
I'm real tired of people using free speech.
They don't know. Well,
as this like all encompassing blanket of.
But it's good though because it's an amplifier for how stupid and misinformed people are nowadays. The fact that they don't understand what that is, they take the words literally to mean I am free to say and do whatever I want with no repercussion.
Right. Well, because we have free speech in America, unfortunately, and they'll say shit like that. Unfortunately, the Ku Klux Klan is allowed to say what they want. Like, they're advocating violence against people. That is not protected by free speech.
Yeah.
Unless they are advocating violence against the government in order to have an uprising to lash out against unfair treatment.
Yeah.
Then they should be protected because the government shouldn't be able to come in and say, no, you should not be trying to organize people against us.
Right.
That's what free speech is about. That's the only thing free speech is ever meant to be about, was to protect people from speaking out against the government. Because, you know, in England, you'd get beheaded if you said something negative about the government. They would kill you. That's why we started in a new country. I mean, we came over here, killed a bunch of people. And
it's fucking, it's still like that in King's Landing, so you need to watch it.
Yeah, I'm dumb, I don't know.
Man, fuck it.
So apparently, did you see anything about, was it Ian McShane? Is he the guy from
Deadwood?
Apparently he fucked up and let a spoiler loose.
Yeah, you did.
And then they jumped to shit, and he basically called everybody who watches Game of Thrones a bunch of fucking idiots, and that it's just tits and dragons.
Yeah.
And nobody should be upset about it. So I'm guessing he'll probably won't make it through the season.
Yeah.
Because I can't imagine being paid the kind of money he's probably being paid to be on that show and then insult the fans of the show.
Yeah.
So he's probably...
Well, he's Alec Guinness. Like, he doesn't understand it, and he thinks it's dumb.
Yeah.
You know, Alec Guinness was like, I don't know what I just signed up for, but this is dumb. All this space wizardry.
But was he telling the fans that they're morons?
He wrote a letter to somebody, like one of his friends, and he was talking about how silly the production was and everything, and that he just didn't... So, I mean, nowadays that would be the equivalent, as he would have tweeted at one of his friends, this is some dumb shit. Oops, thought that was a private message. My bad.
Well, and is this guy from – the guy from Deadwood, is he a prick in real life?
I don't know. I mean –
because his character on that show is a prick.
Yeah.
He's
typically a prick, I think, in most things.
Huh. And now, we've talked about that I started watching Deadwood and got insanely bored and stopped watching it.
Yeah.
Which is weird to me because everyone I talk to says it's great.
I didn't finish it. That's not to say that I won't.
Right.
But – And I usually love a good Western
story. Oh, me too. I just feel like
it was okay.
I feel like they try too hard.
Yeah.
like they're trying too hard with the language. They're trying too hard. Like it makes it too hard to understand. And again, it's another one of those shows that the sound's mixed really low. Shield's like that too.
Yeah.
Where the sound's mixed really low. So like if I'm laying in bed watching it and there's a fan on, I only like every other word I miss. And then I turn it up so I can hear it. And then a shootout happens. And then Jenny wakes up and we get divorced. You know, so that's an expensive.
Thanks, Deadwood.
Yeah, that's an expensive television program.
Like dead marriage.
No, isn't the thing, and I don't think it's, this show's been out forever. Isn't the discussion that Deadwood is actually purgatory or something?
Something like that. Like, but they're continuing it somehow. I don't like know if they're doing a Netflix reunion movie or like a – yeah, I think it's a movie, not like an extra series or something.
Because it only
like
went like 3 seasons.
Yeah, it was very short.
Yeah. And I just – I wanted to love it because I was like, oh, shit, it's on
– it looks really good.
It's on HBO Go. And I'm like, oh, I'll finally get to watch it. Yeah. And I'm just – I found myself belabored to try to get through an episode, which is strange.
I do – understand a little bit, like he definitely was in the wrong to insult the fans, but like I get it, because even George R. R. Martin has been like, you know what, I'm gonna Wonka this shit, like one of you fuckers is gonna finish this, I'm not even gonna finish writing it.
Well,
I'm gonna put some he said, like, I don't remember where or how he said he was gonna throw some golden tickets out there and somebody was gonna win, like 5 people were gonna win a ticket and they're gonna get to help him finish the book, because he's just like, you know what, it's very discouraging to have tried so hard to weave so many secrets in and to have so many people have guessed things that he was like, fuck, that is what I did. God damn it.
Well,
like,
and I know that he had a big problem too with, you know, people are on his ass to finish the book already. And I've said from the, why don't you write a book, asshole?
Yeah. So that's kind of where he's finally getting. He's like, you know what?
I don't owe you people anything. Yeah.
I'm rich as shit.
Which I argue, yes, he does, because he's committed to writing the story. Yeah. But at the same time, people should understand it might take a while. He doesn't owe them to do it in any certain amount of time.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine if people were up Stephen King's ass telling him, finish Dark Tower right now. I just got hit by a van.
Yeah. I'm going to chill for a while. Gonna, fuck you guys.
I'm going to mend. I got miseried by a van, for Christ's sake. It's not God my damn fault. Do you see he's going to be in Iowa City?
Yeah, I did.
Do you see that it's not a signing? It's just a reading?
That's weird.
Yeah, so I'm not going to go.
Like, why not a signing? Come on, man. You're here.
It's very odd to me, and I have to work that day anyway, so it's just not worth it.
You know, if he had something new
he does out? He does.
What?
It's some new book. It's might be End of Watch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Part of the Mr. That's Mercedes right trilogy.
So why not do a signing to promote your new book?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
Or at the very least, make sure that all the books, because tickets to the reading include a book. At least make sure all those books are signed.
Even if they're pre-signed.
Yeah. But, you know, and I understand that he doesn't want a bunch of people to line up bringing, you know, their gunslingers for him to sign and stuff. But at the same time, if you're willing to pay for it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I were him, I would happily
charge
$30.
I'll sit down for 3 hours and sign some shit. You guys are just bring it.
I mean, I would love to meet him. I think it'd be cool as hell.
Yeah, I think so too. Disappointing.
To sit there and just listen to him read.
Well, because I got excited too when I saw that he was going to be here. And then when I saw it was just a reading. Lame.
Yeah. And Kevin Smith's going to be in Iowa City.
Yeah.
Also.
Kevin Smith posted today. He's all happy because he made it on SNL. Like they Bobby Moynihan was him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's wearing the fat man jersey, and he's
for
got the
what?
Fake. It looked like it might have been Jeopardy. I'm not sure. I didn't watch it. I just saw the post.
Oh, I'd be interested to see like what they did to make fun of him.
Yeah.
Because that'd be kind of cool. That would be neat. Could you imagine how weird and meta that would be to see yourself as a character on SNL?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sure Sean Connery don't give a fuck.
Right. But someone like Kevin Smith, he totally geeked out, and he said his daughter's such a fan, it's going to melt her brain, like, to see him getting... Yeah, I know. He never thinks about his daughter, but, you know, it's probably a little weird.
Yeah. I kind of want his life.
Yeah.
Because he's really not that famous.
But famous enough to have a cool life.
Yeah, and he can still live his life
and
be fairly left alone, you know, unless he goes places where, you know, Comic-Cons and stuff, he's going to be bothered. But, you know, for the most part, he can really – any time that he doesn't, you know, that he's – bothered in public is because it's his fault because he dresses like a tard.
All he has to do is not wear that jersey and those long jean shorts. If he puts on some regular pants and a shirt.
And a baseball cap.
People aren't going to know.
No, he looks like guy number 7.
Yeah.
There's nothing identifiable. I mean, I would probably recognize him.
Especially if he does all that stuff and shaves. That one picture of him when he had shaved.
Yeah.
If he shaves and dresses without that jersey, incognito for sure.
Well, and just dressing like a normal person.
Yeah.
He would be able to bomb around like however he wants.
Uh-huh.
But he wants to be noticed.
Oh, of course.
You know, it's so weird because he dresses like a character. Like, I can't imagine going through life like wearing the same outfit every day. Like, well, you're like fucking
for the longest time when
Shaggy.
when he was large, that was the only stuff he felt comfortable in.
Yeah.
Yeah. But oversized jerseys because he thought they hid his size.
But you can buy regular shirts that are oversized.
No, man, that's it.
I mean, they make...
Plus, he's a hockey fan, so, you know.
Right.
Like, but yeah, I don't know.
Well, I get that, but that would be like me wearing a Spider-Man shirt every day or something.
There's
you
people
know?
That do it, I'm sure.
I'm sure there are.
Spider-Man Air Day.
Air Day. Speaking of Spider-Man.
I was just going to say, how do we feel about that?
Nah, I didn't feel like I saw enough.
Yeah.
People lose their minds because the eyes change shape.
Yeah, well, all that tells me is Tony made him a suit, or at least modified it.
You think that's what it is?
I think that's also why. Yeah, I do.
Huh. You think Tony made the web shooters, too? You think that's what they're going to...
I don't know if he may have upgraded them. I'm sure Pete makes his own stuff at first, but then Tony's like, well, I'm going to bring you on board. Since you're helping me out, here's some tech.
I'll use some stuff.
I did like that he was just like, steals his shield, and it's like, hey, everyone.
Yeah. Underoos!
Yeah, that was it. I was like, as soon as he said underoos, I was like, ooh, it's Spider-Man. And then the web came down, and I'm like, yep, Spider-Man.
I saw a meme... Where it's just him and it says, I'm the captain now.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that shield. Too. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
That's so awesome.
Yeah.
I guess I don't have nearly as big of a hard on about Spider-Man being in Civil War because I feel that those movies stand, like, the Avengers section of the movies stand on their own so well. I mean, I understand what it means for the overall universe, but
I'm curious because the tone of most of these Marvel movies is different than like the Spider-Man movies have been. So I'm curious to see how they play him.
Well, and it's weird too because of what happened with all the licensing and everything.
Yeah.
Characters who weren't normally thought of as the lead character in the Marvel universe became the lead character. Like Iron Man was like a bit player. He wasn't. Yeah, granted, he had his own comic, but yeah. People weren't going like...
But he rocketed to popularity after they made a movie.
And then Spider-Man kind of slid up. Spider-Man was Marvel. Spider-Man is Marvel's Superman.
Or Batman.
Yeah, but who would be their Superman then?
I don't know. He's their Superman and Batman.
Yeah, he's like...
Well, now Deadpool's probably their Batman and Spider-Man's their Superman. Everybody fucking loves Deadpool.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
No, I mean, but the character too, before the movie, everybody loved Deadpool. That's probably why he got a movie, because he fucking blew up.
Yeah, it's weird to know that like, okay, so they're bringing in their tentpole character, their guy, the guy who's their guy.
And that actually makes, that makes sense. Spider-Man is not necessarily overly violent, neither Superman. Deadpool's super violent, Batman... A little bit ruthless.
Yeah, but Batman still don't kill people.
I know he doesn't, but...
He don't rip off their wieners and whatnot.
Yeah, but he wants to.
What fucking movie was that the other day where... Oh, it was True Blood. The last season of True Blood when Northman fucking rips off that guy's cock and throws it and lands on the floor and they show that close-up of it. I was like, that's his penis.
Yep.
That's some... Well, you finally went there, True Blood.
Well, that's just hurtful.
They went like fucking five seasons without showing anybody's dick.
And then they show it to you that way. It's like fucking Piranha.
I still say the TV show is terrible and I watch it. I got to thinking the last two seasons, they really did some disservice to some of their better characters.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think we talked about this a little bit last time.
A little bit, but I've been thinking about it a little bit more. Lately, like Alcide, for example.
Oh, yeah.
Like, spoiler, all right. Alcide fucking just was, he catches a bullet, basically.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And then he's just dead. Shut up. I hate that fucking dog.
Yeah, he doesn't get any, like.
No, it's just, and then he's gone.
Yeah, like it wasn't a big deal at all. No. Just dispatched.
I mean, at least he died on screen.
Yeah.
As opposed to fucking Tara, where she just dies off screen and then, yeah. You know. Why is that fucking dog being so stupid?
But you talk about Alcide, and it just makes me think about his dad.
Robert Patrick.
And
who makes everything better.
And that makes me think, I've been rewatching Chuck.
Oh, yeah.
And I forgot that he was on Chuck.
Robert Patrick was on Chuck?
Yes, he was. He plays Casey's commanding officer, the one that first recruited him, like brought him out of the army, made him change his name.
Fuck, I don't remember that at all.
Me either. So it was a great surprise. I was like, oh, yeah, he is in this.
That's so weird. And he makes everything he's in better.
He really does.
Yeah, I mean, everything. I've not seen him in anything where he's bad.
Yeah, so it's been nice to continue to see all. And then, like, I just watched an episode yesterday that fucking Eric Roberts is in.
And I was like,
what is going on? I don't remember some of this.
Did I even watch that show?
It's lovely. Season 4 is what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
Speaking of Joe Manganiello. I never say his name right.
Yeah.
Pee-wee's Big Holiday is coming out on Netflix. And I guess I was mistaken. I thought it was like a buddy movie with him and Joe Manganiello. And I think he's only in like 5 minutes of it.
Okay.
He apparently he is what like inspires Pee-wee to take a holiday because he sees how cool Joe Manganiello's character is, and he decides he wants to finally do something because he's never left the town he grew up. He grew up in, and he works at the Shake Shack or whatever. So he sees how cool he is when he comes in, and he decides to go on a holiday. I thought it was going to be – because I had heard an interview with Joe Manganiello, and he had said that – basically pitched it like him and Pee-wee had been friends all their lives. And he was like – you know, he was the cool one, and Pee-wee was weird. It was this weird friendship that nobody would understand, but they were just always been friends. And then they have this adventure together. But it doesn't look like that's what it is at all.
Okay, so misrepresentation, Joe Mang.
Yeah, yeah.
Joey Mang.
Yeah. I love him and everything he's in, though.
Oh, yeah.
I still think he should have been Superman.
He's in a few episodes of How I Met Your Mother.
Really?
He's just fun.
Wow. Uh-huh. I would have never... See, and again, I had never watched... Yeah. I mean, I've watched bits and pieces of that show, but... what a travesty that he was not Superman.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, wouldn't it have made just more sense? I mean, because he kind of is Superman. I mean, look at the guy.
He's a beast.
I mean, he's enormous. He's tall. He's because Cavill is not that big of a guy, is he?
I don't know, like height wise, but he's pretty.
I mean, he's in good shape. He's in good shape, but Manganiello is like fucking enormous.
Yeah, and yeah, because I think Affleck's Batman is a little bit taller than Superman.
Really?
Mm-hmm. See, just a little bit.
Anytime you see Superman drawn, he's always a full head taller than everybody else.
Yeah,
like it's another way that they show how. Like powerfully is just by making him visually bigger, you know.
Yep.
So it's too bad because I know he was pushing for it hard, man. He wanted to be Superman so bad, and it just didn't work out, which is too bad. I don't know. Seems like
make him Bizarro.
That'd be funny. That'd be awesome. They really seem to be kind of trying to build up this fun thing that Affleck and Cavill are doing together, but it's not working. There's a lot of promotional stuff. Like you can win a helicopter ride with is it Cavill? Cavill or Cavalli?
I don't know. I've always just read it as Henry Cavill, but okay. I don't know how he says it.
So they basically, you know, made it. It's like it's trying to be fun, but yeah. The thing that did you see the advertisement where Affleck's sitting in the Batmobile?
Yeah.
And then they cut to the Batmobile driving around, and then they cut back to him sitting in it, and it's just so poorly done that. You almost feel offended.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, am I to believe you're driving that Batmobile? Because I don't believe that for a second. It's bad. It's badly done. Speaking of things that are badly done.
Oh, no.
Did you see that fucking trailer? You know which one I'm fucking talking about?
Mm-mm.
Really? Mm-mm. You don't know which one? No. Did you see how angry I am?
Oh. Yes, I saw that.
Now, completely looking at it objectively. Was that not a shitball terrible trailer?
Yeah, and like, there's lots of things. She licks the gun.
Yeah.
Why? That's dumb.
It's all dumb.
There's a lot of it that's
dumb. It's and the first time in the trailer they show them all blast the proton packs, it just looks so poorly acted and fake. And granted, like I'll be the first to admit I am going into this with a
extreme
terrible
bias.
Attitude.
Yeah.
A terrible attitude about it. But when I watched the trailer, I expected to at least feel a little tingle of like, hey, this is still kind of Ghostbusters. That trailer alone had I been excited, would have disappointed me. Like, if I would have been pro this movie, I would have watched that trailer and went, what the fuck are they doing?
Yeah.
It looks bad. The jokes are bad. I watched a video on the internet. Joe Rogan put a link to it that said everything that's wrong with the Ghostbusters reboot trailer. And I watched it and listened to the guy talk, and I'm like, holy fuck, he is 100% right.
Really? What kind of stuff was he saying?
Well, he was just talking about like some of the jokes were not. His point was, if you have a trailer for a comedy movie, shouldn't there be some comedy in the trailer? Like,
well,
it wasn't funny.
You think about this, okay? Even if you liked Bridesmaids,
right?
Those kind of jokes are not of the quality that you're going to get from an Aykroyd, a Murray, and a Ramis when they are on fucking point.
No.
Like, it's just not going to be the same.
Well, perfect example.
And that's the sense of humor that they're pulling into this. It's not going to be the same.
You watched the trailer, right?
Yeah.
There's the scene where Melissa McCarthy's laying on the ground, she's possessed, and the big black lady slaps her.
And then she slaps her a couple more times after she's no longer...
And then Melissa McCarthy goes, that's going to leave a mark.
Yeah.
Like, the laziest writing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Did they tell a single joke in the first Ghostbusters movie that you had ever seen told before?
I don't think so.
No, they didn't. And now that's a line that has been moved, used in hundreds, maybe I would say thousands of movies. That's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. Anything with Chris Farley in it.
Yeah. So, well, which makes sense because she's the female Fatty Fall Down.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing she can do. She can't do smart comedy. She can't do dialogue. Yeah. She falls down and she trips and she does obnoxious things. Like, it's good. Ugh, this is going to sound fucking horrible.
Oh, no. Okay, Trump, watch it.
Well, it's good that Belushi died.
Yeah.
Before Ghostbusters was made, because he was supposed to be in it.
Mm-hmm.
Had Belushi been in Ghostbusters, it would have been a different movie. It wouldn't have been nearly as smart of a movie. I mean, Belushi was hilarious, but
it was a different kind of humor.
Yeah, would you have bought him as a scientist? No, he would have been like their buddy who will do anything for a buck or something. Like, there's no way they would have tried to sell him as a scientist. And if they had and he had pulled it off, that would have been pretty amazing. But yeah. I don't think that was probably where they were going with it. Now you have several Belushis in one movie. It's so weird. And everybody's talking about how the gun-licking character, the chick who licks the guns. I don't even know who she is, but she's apparently on Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
Everybody's talking about how awesome she is on Saturday Night Live and how she's going to be great in this movie. And I'm just none of these things are probably true. And, you know, people are complaining about the proton packs and the tech in the movie, and the people that are defending it are like, oh, no, I think it's great. It's different. It's this. It's that. It's like, go fuck yourself. That's what it is. Yeah. How about that? It looks bad. Everything about it looks bad. The ghost trap that they showed looks like a bear trap.
Yeah. I'm curious. I'm going to be curious to see if what they said online was true, that, like, the main villain is, like, the logo ghost.
Yeah, you were telling me about that.
Because what the fuck?
Well, supposedly... Someone, the premise behind it is someone has found out a way to harness
paranormal energy. Yeah.
And then the ghosts can inhabit human bodies. Yep. So they're really not doing anything that hasn't been done before. It was funny because one of the people that was arguing against it, they were talking about, what's the black chick's name?
Leslie Jones, I think.
Okay, she's enormous. But she was, you know, like, her selling point to the rest of the team is...
I
know the city. And they're making the argument, like, what do you need to know the city for anymore? We've got fucking Google Maps. Siri. You don't need somebody who street smart knows the city, because they all live there too. So it's not like they don't know the city. Like, oh, so she's going to get them some intel on ghosts from her fucking shitbag friends? Like,
yeah,
you know,
sure.
It's not like she's selling herself as, like, a well-spoken, educated person. So basically what they're saying is, I'm lower class.
Like, I'm hood, bitch. Yeah, you need me.
Yeah. And then I'm going to slap you 7 times and do an overused joke.
Yeah.
It's just – which, not her fault. It's not like she wrote it. You know, if there were bad jokes in the original Ghostbusters, you blame 2 of the fucking 4 people that are in it.
Yeah.
Because they wrote the fucking movie. But in this movie, it's just – it's so bad. Everything about it is so bad. They're scanning across, and Melissa McCarthy's looking for the Fegon, we'll call her Fegon, female Egon character, and they go by her, and she's sitting there perfectly still wearing a wig.
Yeah.
Like, that's not funny.
Yeah.
E.T. did that fucking 40 years ago. Like, fuck it. It's not funny. Like, why are you doing this? Why was this movie even made?
Well, they're marketing this movie towards a younger audience who probably hasn't seen or heard those jokes before. So to them, it is going
to
be...
I find it hard to believe that they haven't heard the That'll Leave a Mark joke before.
Well, not before. Yeah, but, you know, some of it is...
And most of the jokes are those type of jokes. Like, oh, if slapping them twice is funny, slapping them 3 times would be hilarious.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to see somebody's ass crack in the movie, I bet.
Yeah.
Mark my words, it's predictable as fuck. It's like getting a new superhero TV show.
You can predict. They're going to lose their power in the first season at some point.
They're going to become an evil version of themselves in the first season at some point.
Yeah. Yeah. Somebody will get possessed and then fucking Hemsworth. What are you doing, man? You don't need to do that.
No.
You really don't.
No, you are in one of the four most profitable movies of all time. Why are you in this fucking abortion? He probably owes the studio. He probably signed a deal with the studio at some point in his life. And they're like, all right, we're cashing in our chips. You do this movie and you're out of your deal. And then you can go do whatever you want from now on.
Yep.
I mean, at least if the – like, it's kind of – I feel the same way about supporters of this movie that I do about Trump supporters. Like, at least if the trailer would have been good, they would have some foothold.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have some ground to hold. And I'm just like, no.
Well, and here's the problem. The problem is it's kind of like, you know – brand loyalty, partyism, if you will. Like, everyone, like, people are going to assume that you either are in love with this movie because you're supporting, you know,
women,
the idea,
women
or you're against it, or you're against it for the same reason, and that nobody could just genuinely have the opinion that it's not going to be good and enjoyable because it's like
I'm against Trump because I love America. I'm against this Ghostbusters reboot because I love Ghostbusters and they're ruining it.
Yeah,
and everybody, well, you know, the original Ghostbusters is strong enough; it'll stand alone. Yeah, but okay. So say you've got an uncle that was a fucking awesome guy, right? Mm-hmm. Awesome guy, and everybody knew he was an awesome guy, and then he has a kid. Kid starts fucking robbing banks. He starts impregnating women. He kicks puppies. People aren't going to look at your uncle the same way.
I don't know, man, because the people that created that movie didn't help create this movie. Yeah.
I get it. But I just wish that they would have been
I mean, I get what you're trying to say, too, though.
I wish they would have been like Zemeckis, because Zemeckis retained enough control of the rights to the movie that he's like, no, there will not be a Back to the Future reboot.
Right.
Like, you know, because they've been talking about Justin Bieber star, all this garbage.
And he's just like, or Zac Efron. I heard that at one point. Yep. Too. It just doesn't need to happen.
No. And like, because it holds up. The movie holds up. It holds up because it's set in 85. It's not like it's
like I'm all for them going for movies that like, man, this movie was so awesome back then. Oh, wow. It's hard to watch now.
Yeah.
Let's treat that to a new audience. Like, but these other movies are fine.
Right.
They're just as enjoyable, if not more so, because I understand them more now than I did when I was eight.
And I don't mind a sequel.
Yeah.
Like, if there was a Back to the Future sequel, I wouldn't mind that so much, as long as you bring in some of the original cast. I mean, Christopher Lloyd would have to be in it. You know, I don't mind that. You know, a sequel written by good people.
What? Tyler Perry's Meet the Doc Browns.
I hate you so much. No.
Why not?
Because no Tyler Perry movie should be made. As a matter of fact, Star Trek shouldn't have been made just because he was in it.
Oh, I know.
I mean, he snuck up in that. I was like, God damn it, it's Medea Goes to Space. Bullshit.
Yeah.
God damn it.
I don't know, man.
I would love to get on to something positive, but I'm feeling... I woke up this morning just feeling negative. Like, I've been a raw nerve all day. Yeah, little shit set me off. I don't know if it's because I'm not sleeping. I fucked up my back last week. For the second time in as many months.
Ugh.
And I haven't been sleeping. I finally had Jenny walk on my back and it cracked. Like it's my like lower right side of my back, was tweaking. And so I've lost a ton of strength. Like bending over and picking little kid up is, I have to think about it as I do it. So I don't fuck myself up.
Yeesh.
But she cracked as she's walking up my back, between my shoulder blades cracked, and immediately my lower back released. So I felt great yesterday. I feel pretty good today, but there's a couple times last night where I rolled over and it just kind of pinched and it woke me up. So I haven't been sleeping super great. I'm fucking grumpy. The weather's shit. I hate this time of year. I don't like spring.
Yeah.
Because you never know what it's going to do. One day it's fucking beautiful and you start feeling great about life, and the next day it's fucking shitball terrible.
It looks like fucking Soviet Russia outside. Right. Gray and depressing.
So I'm going to be honest, I don't have a whole lot of fucking positive shit going on in my life.
So your finger's on the pulse.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because that's kind of what's up.
So there's... it's one of those things that I'm going to catch shit for.
Oh, good.
But apparently there's some legislation in... I think it's in Illinois to... not have sales tax on feminine hygiene products.
Why?
Because they're a necessity.
There's a lot of things that are a necessity. Why does it always have to be like a gender specific thing that needs to be fucking retarded.
And so I posit this to you. Okay. So if it's a necessity, all right, fine. So then are we going to have no sales tax on toilet paper, on soap, on laundry detergent, on toothpaste,
on how about on fucking
deodorant?
Yeah.
Because technically, feminine hygiene products are not a necessity.
Yeah.
It's just culturally.
Convenience and...
Culturally, they're something that we do. Deodorant would be a perfect example.
Yeah.
Of so we're going to no sales tax. And if everybody says, well, yeah, that'd be fair. Okay. So do you have any idea the amount of tax money that comes from taxing those items?
Mm-hmm.
So if we did make all those tax, then what the fuck's going to happen?
That's stupid.
Well, we'll make it up in other places.
Where?
So just leave it. Just leave it be, because the amount of money that you have to spend...
You're still going
to
spend it on other things.
Well, and you have to spend the money on the legislation to change the laws.
Well, and you may end up spending more, because they may start taxing things heavier that you buy more often than you have to buy those other products.
Yeah.
Mother.
Yeah. It's just so bizarre to me.
Whose idea was that? A wild fucking hair that they needed to do
I'm
that?
I'm guessing it's probably a woman.
Like, you know what sucks? Buying this stuff so often. Like, what would make it cheaper? Oh.
Yeah. I think that it's a tax. They call it the pink tax.
Oh,
it's a tax on women.
Sake.
It's a tax on women. It's a pink tax. Like, no, they're not taxing it because
if those were the only items in a store that were taxed,
right,
then you would have an argument.
Right. But hey, guess what else is taxed? Condoms.
Yeah.
Face razors.
Yeah.
Is that a fucking brown tax? Face razors? What's a male? What's a male? Blue. A blue tax? Is that a blue tax? Razors? Because face razors are taxed? No.
Fuck,
if there was a comparable product, a male hygiene product, face shaving cream. Well, women shave their legs.
Yeah.
There was a male product that was comparable that wasn't taxed. I could get behind that. But look, there's no tax on birth control pills because they're a medicine.
Yeah.
But there's tax on condoms.
And are maxi pads any more of a necessity to you than Depends are to a 67-year-old
right.
woman who has – or man who has no – like, then that stuff needs to be tax-free.
Yeah. But the minute we start making all of these quote-unquote air quotes – if
that's the problem. Nobody ever shuts the fuck up for a second and thinks about what they just said.
Yeah. So what will the consequences be?
It actually
this?
Makes me really angry that it's such a dumb fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, I get into a discussion.
Because even I get a little excitable sometimes, and I'm like, yeah, they should not do that. That's a great – oh, man, but if they do that, then the first motherfucker is going to say this, and they're kind of right about it, though.
So my response I don't get it. It's not a food.
Yeah.
You know, you can't eat them. If you're a female, it's kind of a necessity. Will they not tax diapers as well?
Yeah.
And toothpaste and deodorant and soap and laundry detergent and toilet paper and Band-Aids and clothing? And Jenny pointed out validly that Oregon has no sales tax.
Yeah.
And Minnesota doesn't tax clothes, which is fine. They already don't tax those things. So they're not depending on the tax revenue from those things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Immediately when you stop taxing things that are formally taxed,
you're creating
in trouble.
A deficit.
And you can't take the tax away from feminine hygiene products without not taxing other essential items.
Well,
so
I'm not even stuck on that part. I'm stuck on the how do you think that's a legit request? Where's your other side of that coin where you're like, yeah, but it's because this.
Yeah, because men don't have to do this. Like, men don't have to bleed. You're right. But men poop, and they poop more than women. So toilet paper is a blue tax.
Because guess what? Most men buy razors, but they don't have to.
Right.
Just like you don't have to buy razors to shave your legs.
Yeah.
You like to or you choose to. You don't have to. I don't have to shave.
No.
I fucking hate doing it, and I do it anyway.
Right.
But I don't think that I shouldn't have to pay tax on those things because of that. Actually, if I don't want to pay tax on those things, you know what I do? I just sign up for Dollar Shave Club because I'm guessing you don't pay tax on that stuff. It's just your whatever.
Yeah,
so why don't you get on Dollar Tampon Club and see what the fuck they send you?
Or just order it through Amazon.
Yeah.
Because you know what tampons you use.
Yeah.
So you'll end up saving money because they'll be cheaper and you won't have to pay tax.
Dude.
Yeah. It's fucking ridiculous, isn't it? The shit people argue about and argue for and think that we have other shit we need to worry about. Okay, there's other shit we need to worry about. It's so ridiculous. I got into an argument the other day.
The person that came up with this, like, were they suffering from toxic shock at the time because they hadn't changed theirs in a while? Like, what the fuck? How does that make sense to you?
I don't know. I don't know. And I got into an argument the other day about Someone had posted in a thread that they think that it's hilarious, this argument about welfare, because you can't even be on EBT for more than 3 months unless you prove you're looking for a job.
Huh.
So I was like, well, that's just simply not true.
Yeah.
And that person said, I just tried to get them, and that's what they told me. I said, well, what they tell you and what they actually enforce are two clearly different things. And they went into this diatribe about, you know, well, you show me facts supporting that people are abusing it. And then I'll agree with you.
Okay.
Finally, I just go, show me facts that support that they're not, but it's okay, you win.
Yeah.
And that was when I finally decided. I know I've been saying it lately, like I shouldn't be talking about politics on Facebook. That is the point where I decided this is a waste of my fucking time.
Well, you're never going to convince anybody that doesn't want to believe.
Dude, you're screaming. You're screaming at a wall.
And I'm still stuck on this other thing. I'm sorry. But you know what's more of a necessity than a tampon?
Oh.
Fucking shoes, man.
Yeah.
Shoes. Let me get some tax-free shoes all the time.
Yeah.
all the time.
Which I'm sure is what Minnesota is thinking when they're like, hey, we're not going to tax.
Yeah.
You know, look at Oregon. No sales tax at all. And I think I've said this to you before. If they institute a 1% sales tax on everything in Oregon, it would be the richest state in the in the union. Because
that'd be all new revenue for them. Yes. All new.
Just 1%.
Motherfuck. I'm so – that is one of the dumbest things that I have encountered in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so – I'm way confused by I want to meet this person.
Yeah.
I want them to walk me through.
You know, Jenny agrees with it. And like, I'm like, no.
Why?
So I challenge you to bring it up to Kim. Don't do it tonight while we're eating supper because just in case it makes her mad. But like when you guys, I just curious to see how she responds.
Okay.
Like, are we being out of control here? Because I think it's logical that it's stupid. Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
There's no...
You can't... It's hard to... How do you defend it? How do you defend that it's okay for this thing?
Like, what's your basis for the argument? Again, I say, where are you seeing this great imbalance that, like, you think these things should be tax-free because what?
This is the kind of world that we live in where, you know, we come from a world of affirmative action.
Yeah.
You know, where, because I'm this or this, I automatically should be considered faster in the job regardless of my qualifications.
Well, I only...
So because I have a vagina, I shouldn't have to pay taxes on this cotton swab I stick in my
snatch.
And because
I only get 77 cents to the dollar that you get anyway, so my stuff should be tax-free.
Yeah, what 70 cents to a dollar?
Their pay inequality.
Yeah, no, I'm aware that they claim this, but have you ever worked anywhere where that was true?
I personally have not.
No.
No.
No. It's because it doesn't fucking happen.
But, like, I just... I don't...
Like, and if you're getting hired at some fucking corporation... where you're only getting 77 cents to the man's dollar, I guarantee you, one, you're making way more money than any place we've ever worked. And number two, just get better qualifications. They'll pay you more.
Yeah.
It's not like they're just like, tits on her. Nah. Pay her 23 cents less.
Mm.
Like, fuck off. Come on.
I don't buy it, man.
Yeah. I deserve it. I deserve it because feminism. That's why. Because feminism. I've said it before. I've said it again. You know what else ended in... ism? Nazism. Anytime you put an ism on something or an ist, it means you're trying to be more. You're trying to be better.
Yeah.
They're the best.
Ist.
The ist. Yes, they are the istest.
Mm.
It's terrible.
I don't understand it, and I don't get it.
I don't either, and it makes me angry.
Like, I can understand why, like, where on, like, a reflex, when somebody tells you that, especially if you're a woman, you're like, yep, I'm with you. Fuck it. I would love them.
They tax a thing that I need?
But like,
well, Jesus
but,
Christ.
But when you stop and think about it, why is it fair?
It's not.
That's what I mean. Like, so how?
There's no comparison.
Yeah, how?
There's no comparison, like you said before, of a male thing that isn't taxed that women have to pay tax on. You know, a comparable item.
Yeah. Razors? Nope.
Nope. We both pay tax.
Yeah. First, like, so Band-Aids for us. I mean, I guess if we got to stop our bleeding.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. Like what? Like maybe bikini wax kits?
Yeah.
So those should be tax-free too? Because that's just for women? But it's a necessity because nobody wants a big bush.
Anal bleach because you got to bleach your...
Dudes do that too.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, not normal dudes, but dudes do that.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, it's just so strange to ask for something special on something that only women use.
Like so many times. They're like, we want equality. Give us things you don't have.
Yeah. We want equality, so I should get this job over you because of my sex. Wait, what? How does that? No. No, that's not equal. This word, equality.
I don't think it means what you think it means.
No, I don't think it does.
Man. What the fuck?
I know. And I thought maybe you had seen it. I didn't expect it to break your brain this much.
No, I didn't. I don't.
Yeah. Let's try to. What is one thing that a man uses that a woman does not use?
I don't know.
I can't think of anything. I cannot think of anything. A fleshlight.
Yeah, but they got dildos.
Yeah. Like, what is one thing that a man what's a comparable thing that a man has that's comparable to a tampon?
I don't know, man. That's what I'm trying to think of.
That we would ever say wouldn't be taxed. Because if a man were to say, you know, well, that's something only men use. I don't think there should be a tax on it because it's not fair to men. Women would be like, fuck you.
Aftershave.
Yeah, but women have perfume.
Yeah, but aftershave's different than cologne.
Yeah. Does anybody use aftershave anymore?
I don't know.
Do you use aftershave?
It's just a thing I thought of.
Is it 1964? Is this Mad Men?
Yeah.
Aftershave? Smoking unfiltered?
I don't know. I can't really think of a thing.
I can't either. So I think that in of itself says that we're equal now.
Yeah.
There's nothing that men use that women don't use. But there's lots of things women have that men don't use.
Yeah.
But nothing comparable. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, why should it not be taxed?
Yeah.
Because I have to use these. You don't have to use. Remember we were just talking about that dumb bitch that ran the marathon?
Yeah.
She didn't, on her period, didn't have a tampon in because she didn't think she should have to. And all the fucking pictures, she's posing with her friends with fucking period blood on another leg.
Well, it's just because she didn't, like, she had exact change only and she didn't have enough for the tax.
Yeah. Well, she didn't have change at all, yeah. So she couldn't put it in the little machine that they get the free Tampax. I don't get it.
Mm.
I don't get it. But, I mean, so you got one feminist arguing that they're not mandatory or a necessity.
And then everyone else is saying tax-free because I have to have them, and it's not fair.
I'm wondering, like, the Victorian ages and shit.
What did they
do? Did they have tampons?
I don't know.
Or did they just take some mule hair and shove it down there?
What do they do? I don't know. My God, dude. I'm stuck on this one, man. That kind of throws me for a loop.
Like, I'm trying to find a way to defend it.
It is appalling. Yeah.
You know, to be like, well, I guess I see where they're coming from here. And which is why I'm trying to find something that men equally, you know, like if there's ever anything that a man buys that isn't taxed.
I don't think
Let's look at it. It doesn't even have to be, you know, something that a woman uses equally because that would be wrong. So is there anything that a man uses?
That women don't, that isn't taxed.
Yeah.
Man, if you guys, listen, hit me up. I got nothing.
Yeah.
Off the top of my head, I got nothing.
Yeah. I can't think
of anything.
Rogaine. Taxed.
There's Rogaine for her, probably. I don't know.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure
Rogaine's taxed because it's a cosmetic item. It's not a medicine. It's a, you know.
I know.
Yeah. I can't remember when I bought it, whether it was taxed.
It's a long time ago, man. I'm sure that it is.
It was 2001, I think. 2000. No, it would have been like 99.
Tax-free Viagra, please.
Is there a tax on medicine?
I have no idea.
Going backwards, because we were talking about something in the pharmacy, and I was like, no, it's medicine. There's no tax. Oh, birth control, maybe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know if there's tax on medicine. Now I'm second-guessing myself if there's tax on medicine or not.
I really don't know.
Probably not.
There's probably not.
I don't know. But that wouldn't matter because men and women both buy medicine. I'm just like, find something that a man uses. Like, oh, well, clearly steaks.
Oh, I know. And it's not taxed. Logic.
This has been episode 274 of the Misinformation Podcast. With you, as always, I'm Zach.
I'm Eric.
Love you.
Hostile you. You're driving me crazy. Hostile you. Yeah, you can spoil my day, please don't ruin my night. You can spoil my day, please don't ruin my night. Yeah, you can spoil my day, please don't ruin my night. Now you, hostile you. Bothering me.
You disagree with me. You shouldn't be here on this plane of existence because you don't agree with me.
Right.
Politically.